Welcome to today's edition of the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies. I'm Evan Schumann. When they think of mobile, many retailers today think of trying to craft one coherent strategy. In reality, though, there often needs to be two very distinct mobile strategies. One for your customers when they're physically in your stores, and a second strategy for when they are anywhere else. In-store mobile strategies can involve anything from Wi-Fi, barcode scanning, check-in services, in-store sales texting, mobile checkout, and a ton of other functions. In-store also has to deal with, among other things, roofs that were never designed to let mobile signals nor GPS in. At a recent Storefront Backtalk panel on mobile strategies for retail, a group of IT leaders detailed how challenging and crucial in-store mobile technology becomes. Ann Taylor, Chief Technology Officer Michael Sajor, opened the discussion focusing on presence and authentication issues, while Home Depot's Senior VP of IT, Kara Kinsey, said empowering store associates is just as critical. Pizza Hut's CIO Baron Concours closed the segment, pointing out that restaurants are in a very different place.
If you think about mobility, interesting applications tend to leverage three things: presence, authentication, and location. Right? Presence, are you there? Are you on the network? Are you live? Can somebody see you? Location, where are you physically? And to what level of granularity can you see that? Authentication, are you who you say you are? And those are kind of the three crown jewels. You can't do much interesting unless you have those three things locked into some degree or another, right? If you think about the wide area mobile network, and Wi-Fi is kind of a special case, and if the consumer is willing to go onto your Wi-Fi network, if you compel them in some way to do so, then there's some opportunities there, certainly. But if you think about the wide area network, what happens when you go inside a building? And how many of you have had a good time trying to get an email or a text message out of this building, no matter what carrier you're on? Right? It's almost impossible. So what have you immediately lost? Well, if you're not talking to the network, you certainly don't have location, you don't have presence. If you're not talking to the network effectively, you don't have authentication. And then let's consider location for a moment. If you're in an AGPS phone, a GPS-assisted phone, most are, if you can't see the GPS constellation, you don't have good location to begin with. There are other ways to locate to some degree of granularity, but then you get down to the question of what degree of granularity do you need to enable the application that you'd like to deploy, right? So for example, if I walk down the street in New York and I'm using GPS, the best you're gonna get is maybe 30 meter radius accuracy, maybe. If I'm down to 30 meter accuracy and I'm on Fifth Avenue in New York, I'm hitting 35 retailers, maybe 40. So what good is that level of location if I'm a retailer trying to leverage that to say something about where I am so I can do something with the client? So that drives me to other technologies that the client may or may not be willing to adopt. You know, will he or she be willing to adopt Wi-Fi when she walks into the store? Well, probably not unless you compel them with something interesting, right? Sadly, this problem is fairly widespread. If you walk into any retailer and you go, you know, far enough back into the depths of the store, you're surrounded by walls of metal, sometimes, you know, three floors of concrete and metal above you. You're not going to see the wide area network. You're not going to see the GPS constellation. So you become very limited unless you compel the customer to do something differently. And that proves to be a real issue. And there are things that could be done, perhaps later we can get into some of that, around how carriers, retailers, mall property owners, and so forth, could cooperate to provide a better wireless WAN experience. But until that happens, we're constrained.
Now, one of the two things you're mentioning, GPS, is obviously you have the option of putting sensors in the aisle, and you can even tag products if they cost enough. But then you have two issues, two things you can track. You can track your SKUs, you can track your product, but you can also track the customer. And if they are registering, you can know where they are and what they're looking at and where they're pausing.
I'm going to hijack your question and tell you that what we're doing inside the stores is to help our associates help our customers. So we just rolled out handhelds that are computers and phones and registers and walkies. And that whole concept is just so we can provide better customer service. Now, we also happen to have public Wi-Fi available in half our stores, and we'll have it in all our stores at the end of this year. But that's just, it's something that's out there for our consumers. We're not going to protect them. They know when they sign on, it's public. And the things that are internal that are on our associates, those are the things that we're worried about having the security and stuff on. But our motto is we're trying to do a multi-channel strategy so you can shop anytime, anywhere, anyhow. And we're doing all the things that's necessary to make that happen.
But beyond your chain itself, just in general, from an IT perspective, how do you see the balancing act proceeding between in-store and external?
I don't know that there necessarily has to be a balancing act. We just need to be prepared to handle transactions anytime, anywhere, and not try to mandate where. Because the customers are going to do whatever they want, and as mobile handhelds become more accessible, you know, I think smartphones are in a third of the market, and they project in 7 years everybody will have one, that everybody will have that expectation that they can shop on their phone or do things on their phone while they're in your stores, and we have to prepare for it.
Baron, what is your take from your chain's perspective, how far you can go? Because we were talking about this earlier, and that in the restaurant area, even in the quick service space, pizzas are different. From a mobile perspective, your issues are radically different.
Yeah, I think it's important to understand in our business model, a large majority of our consumers never even walk into the restaurant, and an even larger portion never or have already ordered before they come. Right, so our strategy is purely around the ordering concept, being where our consumers' expectations are. As Kara said, I think that it's important to always meet your consumers' expectations, but in this area, they're rapidly evolving. And I think that much like we did early in the e-commerce days, we go where the eyeballs are. And I think you can walk in any restaurant around the world now and see a family sitting at a table and you can see where the eyeballs all are. They're all staring at their cell phone. And for us, it's important to be at top of mind when it comes to ordering a pizza.
At the Home Shopping Network, video is their game. That means that an HSN mobile site or mobile app is likely to push the bandwidth limits far more than most retailers. Sean Bunner, HSN's operating VP, explains what it's like for his IT team.
You think about our challenge, but also opportunity, is our store is, you know, started with the television network, and it really is in the home. So our roof is, you know, your roof home. Before technology got to the point it has, we were constrained by 24 hours in a day. Whatever we showed in that hour evaporated, and you could never consume that or experience that again. So the first advent was the web and the assortment, things you could look at. But as video technologies have emerged, we're able to capture that, and you can come back. So like last year, we did a big deal with Sony, Eat, Pray, Love movie. They took over the network for 3 days. A lot of money went into sets, into product assortment and curation. After those 3 days, customers might have missed that, might have wanted to come back. They're interested in the TV. They could come back. However, before mobile, that experience had to be on your physical computer somewhere. So if you have your hour commute home, if you're waiting in a doctor's office, you couldn't experience that. So for us, really, it's the extension of that store now to all those places in your life. You're on a 3-hour flight on Delta and you have Wi-Fi. These are times that you can come back and expand that store. And then lastly, on the multi-channel nature of that, we do an interactive television to your, you know, some of your points today. There's a lot of things. But what's nice about mobile, and I think it doesn't have the constraints you brought up of in-store, is it's always on and it's always connected. And I think that's, people have noticed that one tap, your screen lights up and you're immediately connected. So the convenience there, and I don't know about everybody else, when I want to check weather, when I want to do just functional things in my life, I'm, you know, more than not go to my phone, whether it's, you know, app or a website. So I think that's the key point. And if you look at the shifts now that are happening, Morgan Stanley's predicted, I think, in 3 or 4 years that it'll overtake PC-based web traffic. And those are the things that everybody needs to be thinking, is if that shift really happens and everybody goes just naturally to their device, as a retailer, how are you connecting with them?
For an inside mobile strategy, you also have to get creative about the kind of information you're going to push. Meru Network's Richard Nedwich, head of their retail group, offered some suggestions.
A more effective customer loyalty program, such as automatic greeting and coupon delivery, improved business analytics through trace routing and dwell time analysis that could lead to more optimal store layouts and product placement. But for the shoppers, efficient shopping with maps to products, where am I in the store, how do I find the nearest store associate to help me, or a point of sale, or the exit, or a restroom.
For the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies, I'm Evan Schumann.